This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Last week marked 1 month since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, and conditions remain primitive on much of the island. About 1 million people remain without running water. 3 million are without electricity. The U.S. military has deployed thousands of troops to help with the recovery effort, including units from Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune. The North Carolina National Guard also is helping with the cleanup. WUNC's Jay Price is in Puerto Rico reporting on some of those military units, and he joins us now from San Juan. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Eric.
You've been in Puerto Rico since Thursday. Jay, what are you seeing?
Well, it's a really, really unusual disaster recovery. I think maybe a geography lesson would help a little bit in understanding why and how this is such an odd one. The island, the main island itself, is about 110 miles long by 35 or 40 miles wide, depending on where you measure it. It's roughly rectangular in shape with a long direction running east to west. The hurricane entered the island. It hit the island on its southeast corner and ran almost a perfect diagonal course across the island. Only a fraction of the island escaped hurricane force winds, and it came ashore as just barely under a Cat 5. So it was like almost 155 miles an hour. And so hardly any of the island has escaped some form of destruction. And the damage is such that you have these kind of weird overlapping bits of issues here, there, and yon. Over here, you've got water, but no electricity. Over there, you maybe got a little bit of electricity and no water, no food. Over there, the roads are damaged. You know, and all of this kind of mixes and matches all the way across the island. So it's just the most widespread disaster area I think I've ever seen. If you looked at Floyd, or you looked at Katrina, or some of the storm damage I looked at in Haiti, it's often very discrete. It might be really, really cataclysmic, but it would be more or less contained within a specific area. This is everywhere, and it's kind of this low-grade problem here and a major problem over there. There's wind damage, there's water damage. The big thing is electricity. Right now, they're claiming something close to 20% of the electrical power is back up, but I have as yet to see a single house that I knew was connected to the grid, and I haven't seen a single traffic signal that was actually operating.
You spent some time with a North Carolina National Guard unit that's working in a more rural part of the island. What are they working on?
The 105th Engineer Battalion out of Rayford near Fayetteville is leading a task force called Task Force Rhino that's working to repair and clear the roads. Mainly, that's what they're doing. And a big swath of the southern part of the island, the flatlands down by the coast, and then up into the mountains, which are some pretty remote neighborhoods. And I went out with a recon team and up into the mountains, and they're still reaching communities that are cut off by road. And if you think about it, the road repair is a really crucial mission. It's not the sexiest thing around, but if they don't have the roads fixed, they can't get the power fixed. If they don't have the roads fixed, they can't get water and food to people.
In the first couple of weeks after Maria hit, there was substantial criticism of the speed and size of the federal government's response. Do you have a sense whether it's improved since then?
Well, in the sense of there's a ton of relief workers here and a ton of agencies at work here. I'm near the convention center now. I stepped outside to do this. But the convention center in San Juan is where all of this kind of converges. That's kind of the headquarters for the recovery. FEMA's in there and a host of agencies. So, you know, they're everywhere. You know, I saw FEMA agents out in the field. I see helicopters lifting major power transmission lines back into place. The recovery's definitely happening, and there are a lot of people here doing it. There's a lot of overlap too, and I see some people kind of standing aside and saying, wait a minute, you know, there's two different agencies already doing this. Water and food's coming in. But you still see people lined up for very, very basic things. Even in the city, they're lined up for water. In places where they have running water, you might not be able to drink it.
Jay Price of WUNC's American Homefront Project reporting from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me, Eric.